So I was saying a few general things about style and interpretation, very general. Moving forward, being together, maybe both being the most important. If you don't know what to say to your choir, because you think everything is perfect, you can always say, it has to be more together. This is always good. What will we do? We will study a little the chants are in your book, and we will compare them with two other editions, maybe three. I will give you the copies of the edition of the Graduale Novum, which is a new edition, only a few years old. And I will give you the copies of the Graduale Cistercienze, which I personally am very familiar with, because we always sing at our abbey this edition. And we will watch the differences, not in the way of deciding which one is the best, because I think that you know, all the differences in melodies that you can find when you are comparing editions of the same chant piece, all these differences are not about mistakes or one being more original than the other. Of course, one can be older than the other and in that way more authentic, but this is exactly the same as in folk music. As long as a folk song is alive, it goes from mouth to mouth, from generation to generation, things change in the melody. And these changes are not mistakes, these changes are just a sign that it is still alive. So the huge work that this committee did, who made the edition of the Graduale Novum, comparing all the editions and then deciding that, looking at all these different melodies, we think that this one must have been the most authentic, or the most, let's say, the best. I think this is an interesting project, but still a little against the idea of Chan being a living culture and differences being allowed. And that's the same for style and interpretation. I mean, I'm not against Dom Opero style. I'm not against semiology style. I'm against singing out of tune. I'm against singing not together. I'm against not singing moving forward. The rest is up to us. Let's start singing, and would you take in your book is the introit, Loquetur Dominus Pacem in Plebem Suam. I have to see which page that is.
Page one?
I don't know yet. 74? Good. Loquetur Dominus Pacem in Plebem Suam. A good way of experiencing how moving forward feels is by just reciting it on one tone.
Loquetur Dominus Pacem in Plebem Suam, et super sanctus suos, et in eos qui convertuntur ad ipsum.
Could you do that?
Loquetur Dominus Pacem in Plebem Suam, et super sanctus suos, et in eos qui convertuntur ad ipsum.
So, that's very good. You see, there's one pausa after suos, which is longer than the others. Let's take a longer breath there.
Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam, et super sanctos suos, et in eos qui convertuntur ad ipsum.
Really relax, breathe, and sing. From the beginning.
Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam, et super sanctos suos.
Yes, we were not quite together here after suam. You can breathe, but you breathe with the intention of continuing. After suos, you breathe with the intention. So first you relax and then you breathe. It's a different situation. Okay? Once more. I hear some people who like to make the word accents, and they do it like
Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam.
That's not really moving forward. So leave the word accents for what they are. Just fly over the region and look where the words are.
Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam.
There we go.
Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam, et super sanctos suos.
Relax, breathe.
Et in eos qui convertuntur ad ipsum.
Yes. How can you be together in such a big group? So I think, this is my little theory, that you can only be together three. You with your two neighbors. You with your two neighbors, and you with your two neighbors. So try to connect with your two neighbors, or if you have only one, with only one. And then this should work. Okay? So being together is not a general thing of, you know, of wishing something. It's about listening. About listening. So now you notice maybe that your neighbor he's the leader, or she is the leader, or she or he is the follower. That can happen. Working with the scholar, I always try to experiment with these things, that try to be a leader, and try to be the follower, and try to be in the middle now. That is the ideal situation, when you're standing between two singers who take the same initiative in moving forward. In my abbey, I'm standing next to the prior, who is really a follower, very interesting, and a younger monk who is a leader, but when the moment is there, when we have to sing in mass, he's always a little nervous, making many mistakes, so he's a leader who needs to be guided now and then. So my position between those two is very interesting, and I'm sure you recognize this. So my advice is, so work with this principle, the connection with your two neighbors. How do they sing? Can we change that a little so that the moving forward and being together is going better and better? Once more.
Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam, et super sanctos suos.
Relax.
Et in eos qui convertuntur ad ipsum.
Very good, very good. So now we are singing on one tone. The question is, which tone is more important than the other? Or which word is more important than the other? We don't know. But we could imagine that the most important moment is somewhere at the end. That always works better than putting it at the first note. I say this because we human beings, we breathe, we are full of breath, and our first note many times is like,
Loquetur Dominus.
It's know, the first note gets the explosion of breath and sound. And so the whole line and the whole direction of the line is broken. So try to imagine that, let's say, playbang is our first goal.
Noctetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam.
No. Because you did plebem sua, you made a moment out of it. And it's not a moment, it's a direction. And relax again. So it's not now, it's only I'm going there and I arrive. You know what I mean?
Once more, please.
Yes, you're being careful now. Good. This student asked me, oh, so we have to sing a crescendo towards the end. A crescendo.
Noctetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam.
And that's a little bit complicated because crescendo is not the word for chant. Ritenuto is not the word for chant. What is the word for chant? I mean, now we're speaking about how expressive can we be. A friend of mine is a photographer, and he showed me a picture which he made of a wood. I hope you can see it. It was much bigger in the original. A big picture. Was it black or white or was it color? Black and white, that's what I thought. And when I looked, it was a color picture. Only the this gray and very soft green and very soft brown. And when he showed me this and I had this experience of, oh, it's a color picture. I was thinking about chant. I think this is very interesting. Because expression in chant is like this. You have to come closer, and you have to look very well, to listen very well, to experience that there is an expression, but it's not an expression of red and green, blue and orange. It's an expression of, you know, it's not a crescendo, it's just a growing, and going back. It's kind of a humble way of expressing. A lot of notes. Are all the notes of the same importance? No. Everybody says no. Why not? I mean, a note is a note. Why shouldn't it be not important?
There's a marvelous scene in Amadeus when Emperor Franz Joseph says to Mozart, there are too many notes. And Mozart's reply is, which would you have me leave out?
Good, yes. Okay. So in performance, it is interesting to listen to the same piece for, let's say, a classical symphony, played by a very good professional orchestra and played by an orchestra of amateurs. And when you take the last performance, the orchestra of amateur players, they play more notes than the professional orchestra does. Instead of da 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 So the idea is that you have to know which words and which tones are important and which are not. And then you have to have the courage, I think it's about courage, to make some notes very unimportant. That was a question. Nothing?
Is it sort of a matter of aiming towards the notes that are the most important?
Yes. Yes, of course, it's about aiming, but then also knowing that now I'm only aiming at someone, so this note can be a little less. And the truth is that a note is always aiming for something or going away or leaving something. You know what I mean? It's always... That's all we have. Two directions, towards or away from a certain point. I think that's the great misunderstanding about the ictus sign of Domokoro, that you think it is about this moment where the ictus stands, and it's absolutely not. This is a sign which shows that I have to go or I have to leave this moment. But the moment itself is not interesting. Okay, now I would like to do an experiment with you, speaking about important tones and not important tones. I will give you a sheet, and I will ask you to write with a pencil one note for every syllable in this song. So for lo, of lo quetur, it's not difficult, because there's only one note. In quetur, que, we have to decide which one, which of the five shall I choose. Tur, again, is easy. Do is easy too. Mi is easy too. Nus, we have to decide, etc. So I'll give you this sheet, and you will make a melody which is syllabic, one note on one syllable, based on what you see here. Okay, shall we sing the melody as it is here first, so we have an idea of how it feels and how it goes. you are in great doubt, just move on to the next one and come back to this group later.
To continue to
no, just until Sanctus Suos, that will be enough. Is everybody finished? Who would like to sing his version of this motetto? Say that I've chosen the most important tones, the ones who are really important. Could you sing it this in that way? That you're only stating important notes. Don't make unimportant notes now. Once more.
You mean you want to sing the original? Or?
No, I would like you to sing like Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam. Everything I say is important. Is the last note?
No, I got this wrong.
Okay. Who had the same? Oh,
more or
interesting.
Less.
Who wants to sing his version? about this last part, et super sancto suus, we seem to be on one line, everybody. But in the beginning, many differences, till now. Who else?
Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam, et super sancto suos.
Okay. Somebody else? Shows, and I don't know if you have the same experiences, that a me mode is always like this is a good example. Okay, somebody else? You at the back? What's your name? Okay. Good. Okay, so now, many differences. So, the conclusion could be that it's not, let's say, it's not so obvious which note is the most important at first sight. Let's make our territory a little smaller. Let's go to Loquetur Dominus. I heard some people sing
Loquetur Dominus.
And I heard
Loquetur Dominus.
And I also heard
Loquetur Dominus.
That were like the differences, no? The question about the second note. Is it
Loquetur Dominus?
Which could help us to make a final decision? What argument could be strong enough to convince everybody?
The modality.
The
modality.
The modality. Okay.
St. Gallen. St. Gallen.
The news of St. Gallen. Okay. You're forgetting the most important.
The accent.
The word accent. Yes. The word accent. Which is the most important, always. Because the word accent is always like, it wants something. Speaking about the word accent, if you have time to watch the book which I wrote with the great help of Arlene, A Word with Wings, about chant for children, first chapter is about reading a text, and you know every word has a word accent, but if I make every word accent as an accent, nobody knows what I'm saying. So the interesting thing is that some accents are made and others are not made. Loquetur Dominus pacem in plebem suam. What did he say? I'm very grateful to another monk in our abbey, through whose reading I learned this, because very nice monk. And has a beautiful voice. He's in his 80s, beautiful voice. And he likes to read. And when he reads, he does his very best. So he pronounces every word in the very best way so that everybody can understand what he is saying. And I was wondering, I'm listening to his voice, I'm not listening to the text. And why is that? It's not because of his beautiful voice, it's because of something else. And then I found out that it's because of his accents. He was making all the accents. So, reading and chant exactly the same. It's about not making all the accents, but making the important accents, so that the chant melody becomes an interpretation of the text. When I say it's very hot outside, I say that inside it's okay. It's very hot outside. When I say it's very hot outside, it's a different meaning. So you know, the accents change the meaning of the sentence. The question is now, loquetur is an accent. Shall we make it yes or no? The Lord shall speak peace on his people. I think it's an important word. And let's just immediately make this accent. Loquetur. It's also good because we are already on this reciting tone above, from where we can just go on reciting. The word Dominus is there too. Yeah? So I suggest that we choose, if I may be so undemocratic, we choose Sol Do as a starting melody. Okay? Then I come to your questions. Now about Dominus. Will it be Dominus? Or will it be Dominus? What can be a good argument for either of those possibilities?
So if you go do do la, you can make the argument that that's where the nous resolves anyway. So the T in the nous would just be like a passing tone almost.
So T is preparing for La?
Yes.
And La is the leaf. Okay. Other arguments?
The next word starts with La.
That's a very, very important one. Yes. That's what Chans likes to do, make connections between words on one note. No, it's not always like that, but it happens a lot. It's an important element in melody. So, do we all agree for this moment with
Loquetur
Dominus? Yeah? Now let's sing it, and let's sing it in a way that all tones are strong, have enough sound, and don't make it too light.
Loquetur Dominus.
There we go.
Loquetur Dominus.
Now let's turn to the melody immediately.
Loquetur Dominus.
Loquetur Dominus.
Ryan said something about St. Gallen signs, and I don't know if you know it, but the St. Gallen signs, which I copied above the notes, it shows a little lengthened note on the second sol. Does that make this second note more important? Is it interfering with our conclusion that we choose the do? Yes or no?
The opposite.
The opposite.
It's
Yeah. So, my theory is, I don't know if everybody agrees, that the word accent is not always, let's say, is it the word ripe? When you have a banana, sometimes you have to wait a week before you can eat it. Is it the word is ripe or not? Yeah, okay. So the word accent is not always ripe on the first note. Sometimes you have to put it away as a banana, and then after 5 notes, you can eat it. You know? So I wouldn't say loque, word accent, but loquetur domine. So then where is this do, which was the most important note that we have chosen? I think it's the last one. The last one. And this really goes with the theory about the last note of a group always be a little more important because it has to make a strong connection with the next syllable. So don't sing.
Loquetur do.
But sing.
Loquetur do.
This last do, then you can eat the banana. Okay, shall we try it? And keep in mind.
Loquetur do.
There we go. Yeah. You were exaggerating a little.
We think about this all the time, this picture in color, black and white.
So it should always be not too much. Because when it's too much, it's too much about myself. Look what I can do. Look how I can sing. Look how I can make a climax. It should always be about the melody. And you know what I mean.
Look,
wait once more. I will give the example.
Look, tour d'amien.
This me he. My preference is to sing 3 notes, but in a slightly separated, not like e, but like e, like a movement, you know. So that you can count the notes, and so that you can give a direction, because it's not.
Me.
More often it's like
me
towards the last one. Again, the same principle, but the last one of the group wants to connect strongly with the next syllable. Whew. We're only talking about 2 words. Well, it doesn't matter. You can speak about 2 words or 3 words. And you can translate it to the whole graduale. Once more? Okay, thank you. Let's leave it for now. And let's go on to Pacem in plebem suam. What did we have? No, maybe you can ask like this. With the knowledge we have now, would you change your opinion? I give you 2 minutes. sing his or her version of Pacem in Plebem Suam, will you start on?
Oh, will you start on La?
That's the question. Who will sing?
Pacem in Plebem Suam.
Once more.
Pacem in Plebem Suam.
Another? Nice. Another one? The first note?
Yes.
It should be. Other opinions? So let's look at the first word, Pacem. Is it
Pacem or is it Pacem?
Or maybe
Pacem? Pacem.
Can you give me good reasons for La or Do, whatever you have chosen? Yeah, it's the same note, it's true.
Same pitch. Or
yeah, yeah.
Try to access Pacem for La by having it be higher than Chem. So if you want an accent on Pa, you use the higher note.
Okay. So you are.
I have a problem. Well, given the fact that Chem either has to be the way of the dough, I have a problem with the high one.
Could you sing your version?
In either. I would go with the high one, I would go with the dough.
Yeah?
And then come down to the probably the law.
Yeah. Could you sing it? Play them suam? No, it doesn't matter. Pacem.
And what would be the efficient start?
You sing. Okay. Okay. So, we have different opinions here. Somebody said, you said, that we decided about La as the last important note of Nous. So, because of the connection with Pa, so we should choose La here too as the most important one. Pa is La. We could speak about the word accent being on the higher notes. That would say that Do is more logical. Also the last note of the group. It's not always the most important, but in many cases it is. So, would you agree with me when we choose Do?
Yes.
Okay?
Well,
yes. If you walk out of this room and you say, well, I have chosen La and I will stick to that, it's okay, it doesn't matter. No, it's not about who is right and who's wrong. I mean, the thing is that it will influence your performance. It influences your performance. And it is already an interpretation. There is no interpretation in
Pacem.
Everything has equal value. Says nothing. Now about Chem. We are moving forward. Chem. T or La? Dr. Ma said T?
T.
T. Because?
Because you're moving to
So you would sing like
Pacem in plenum, Pacem in
plenum,
Pacem in.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yes.
And also, we haven't had one of those yet.
Yes. Yes. But I think that's quite. That's a real. It's a modern argument. Faber said that we didn't have a sea until now, so let's have one.
No.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, we haven't had the scale in progression that way yet.
Okay.
So it's the whole progression from Pacem down to Kleben.
So you're giving an interesting point here, because we see that what we have when we make a melody of all these important notes, it is a strong reciting tone, and it's an elementary jump in our
minor third
musical, yes. I mean, this was a melody even before the world was created. Yes, exactly. Thank you. This, let's say, elements of pentatonic melody, and as a second phase of evaluation, stepwise singing. So first step, second step, we can see this preference for stepwise singing. I hope my English is correct and understandable. You can see in the old Roman repertoire. I will give you an example of this later. The very old repertoire in chant likes to make little steps, smaller jumps, not the big. So when you see a chant, at first sight you can see if it's very old or later because of this element. Okay, so let's follow Dr. Mart, and let's say that we have
Pacem in,
and then you go to do
Kleben sua.
Okay.
Do ti la do re do.
Could you sing that?
Pacem in ple.
There we go.
Pacem in Kleben sua.
Okay. Do you remember what we had?
Loquetur dom.
The whole phrase. There we go.
Loquetur dominus. Pacem in plenum suam.
Okay. Let's say that we all decided about this version. Could you now sing it as if this was the real music? This is it. It's not like an exercise or synopsis. No, this is it. It will be recorded on a CD, and this has to sound beautiful. Once more. Please connect Dominus and Pacem a little more.
Dominus Pacem, Dominus Pacem.
Loquetur, there we go.
Loquetur Dominus Pacem in plenum suam.
Okay, very nice, already. Could we combine two things? The one thing is that every tone has a good, rich, full sound. Combined with, we are moving forward. It goes there.
Okay. Etur Dominus pacem in plebem suam.
Okay, keep this in mind, and now sing what is written. Started on do as being the most important note, so try to avoid plem. Sing it almost like plem, plem. You can connect it as a, how do you call it? The Germans say Schleifer.
Yeah.
So the portamento feeling.
Oh.
Yeah?
Not plem, plem.
The second note being the most important. And with bem, don't fall on the first note.
Bem,
the first note moves to the second. Only play bem suam. There we go. Exaggerate a little.
Play, play.
As if you were writing it like this.
Play.
There we go.
Play.
Yes. If someone would force me to choose between a longer sol or a little shorter sol, what we choose?
Shorter.
Shorter. Okay. Let's sing it. We sing this sol and immediately we go up.
Play.
There we go.
Play.
Good.
Play.
Yes. Good. Wonderful. Connection and the lower note being less important. This is the most interesting thing about chant, I think, that everything happens there. And when you go down, it's just like as a bird lands on a tree and goes up again. It happens there. This is difficult because, you know, we have our bodies and we are on earth, so we tend to put our weight in the notes. But you have to turn the whole thing upside down, and the low notes are lighter, the high notes are with full sound. Oh, any questions on this?
In the Tristra for the play and suam, which is the, do we, are they echoes or do they go towards the third note?
What do you mean by echoes?
Well, are we kind of landing on the first one and then letting the other two drop away?
Yeah.
Or going
okay.
Towards the third
yeah.
One?
So the problem is when you sing it like an echo, which sometimes occurs, that's true, then the risk of putting too much stress on bam is very big. And when you do like so you connect the last note of those three, which then is the strongest of the three, with the first note of bam, which is soft, then you have a good connection, I think.
So the same idea, which is, do you emphasize the idea of the flow, or do you try to acquire, you know, so I was tapping, and you were like,
you were tapping, and, yeah. I don't know, I just sing it and then I say, sing it like that. I don't know, yeah. I cannot explain what I'm doing. I mean, do I do it here or here or... Well, that's a problem, but when we solve it together in one way, it's good. It can be a little longer, a little shorter, but when we are together, it's okay. Yeah? But I think the most important is, and it comes to your question, that are we moving towards the third note or away from the first? And my answer to in this situation would be, we are moving towards the third, so I can make the next one softer. I can say, pleben, pleben. Okay?
When we were talking about the equator and quake, soul band, first of all, we said because it's not the most important note, but it's leading to it, we sort of warm the note.
The thing is the connection between the note with the note before, I think. Lo, kve, being on the same pitch, and then from there going up. And it takes some effort to go up, so maybe, you know, at the first start, I mean. It's very interesting that almost no chant pieces start immediately on the top. There are a few, but they always start like, and then when they are above, then this process is going easier. During the rest of the melody, once you're up, you can be, you're free.
Question.
Yes, sister. Everybody could understand the point. May I say it in my words, and you say if I'm correct.
Yeah.
So that the sound, and with sound we don't only mean the vowels, but also the consonants sometimes. It needs time to be present. And this need is stronger in the second syllable of loquetur than in the first syllable of plebem, for example. The sound in tur, loquetur, and the sister has beautiful rr, showing that this is a sound too. And so this one single note on tour should never be too fast, too light, too unimportant, because then the U and the R don't have time to work. You have to be able to make it, to make the sound work. Good? It's also, of course, also about sound and about pronunciation, about making things work. And I said, so now let's decide about the most important word. And there's Dominus, of course, the Lord is the most important. You know? And so they started from the text and their idea about important words or not important words. And that's why I would rather work 1 hour on this word loquetur and then see that. But okay, in the whole structure of the text and in the meaning, it becomes, let's say, it asks for the meaning. What does this mean? And you can sing with your schola in a way that somebody who doesn't understand any word of Latin, he will come to you and ask, what does this word mean? Because you sang it in a way that it was so expressive, so... You know, the meaning was always.
But my point was, and then we distilled it into the syllabic, the notation. We chose not to make suam important and get in the rhetoric of this verse from the psalm, which is unusual. It's a three-part statement. Suam, suos.
So thank you for giving us the translation at an important moment in this lesson. And I think you're absolutely right about this. On the other hand, it is a little dangerous to analyze the text first and to then afterwards try to find the proof of your analysis in the melody.
I didn't do that if the high point on Sua and the way Suos is caressed, and of course the long caressing of Eos with the explanatory phrase.
Yes, but I don't want to argue too long about this, but again, it's an important thing. St. Gallen writes Celerita on the first note, Suam. So saying that, don't make a too big climax on this first note. So I really think that you have a good analysis about the text and his people, his saints. But again, I think there's a danger in trying to prove your analysis of the text through the melody. Because it's more interesting to let yourself surprised by what a melody gives you. Anyway, these are the interesting things. That is why we are here. Okay, let's step out of this for a moment. I will announce that tomorrow I would like some people to sing the offertory Constituas Eos, which is on page. Thank you, great. 119, yes. There are three verses. Eructavit cor meum, lingua mea, the second, and propterea benedixit, the third. I would like some people to prepare one of these three verses, to sing it for us, in a way that they say that, okay, I would like chant to sound like this. So we can use that as a starting point, again, to speak about style and interpretation. Okay? That's for tomorrow. For now, I would like to have a look with you at the chant pieces for the fourth Sunday of Advent. Rorate Celi de Super.
It's in the back of your book.
264, thank you.
Very well known, I think, for everybody.
And I will give you now copies of two other editions of the same pieces. Is that enough? Okay. Everybody has got it? So this is from the Graduale Cisterciense. I don't have a blank word here. Cisterciense, Cistercian chant books, printed in Westmalle, Belgium in 1960, last edition. 1960. And the second edition I give you is Graduale Novo. Graduale Novum. It was printed in 2011. It's very new. In Regensburg.
You didn't get what? You got too bad. different editions of the same one, right?
There's a third edition that he's getting.
Oh, I see.
Cistercian.
We should have
6-0.
This, and one more. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't get
the third one.
Oh.
Adam,
any more copies of the novel?
So once more, the Graduale Cisterciense edition from Westmalle, Belgium, in 1960, and the Graduale Novum with the neumes underneath, an edition from 2011. Yes, Regensburg. This group who has been working on this Graduale Novum has edited parts of their work during many years in a very important German magazine about chant, Beitrage zur Gregorianik. And so at the end, they put everything together and made this edition.
Is this the same version that's on the Gregor und Taub website, do you know? Is the website Gregor und Taub, is that the same?
I don't think it's the same, I don't know. Is it the same? Okay, it's the same, yes. Okay. We have to say that this Graduale Novum is not the official book that the church gives us, so I don't know if it will ever happen, but as a project of musicologists, it's very interesting. Exactly in comparing melodies, and that's exactly what we are going to do now for the last 4 minutes that we have got. Cistercian one.
Orate celire super.
You notice immediately that the Cistercians don't use the quillisma, and it always they leave out this note. So in Romanum we had. The Cistercians say
Desu.
And now we have the Graduale Novum. Most important difference? Yes. C or C bemol, this question. So the rest we will look tomorrow and we will see how the differences work. Okay? Thank you very much. Yes, that's true. Almost all latest editions. Look at the Graduale Simplex. There's a new Kyriale Cistercienze. Almost all new editions leave out epizemas, dots, and everything. Thank you.